All right, welcome to Hometown Pest Services Podcast. My name is Brad Whitley, and got a new thing I'm trying to do. For those of you on audio, you can go over to YouTube and see my talking head video of this same audio. We'll be seeing if you're on the video on YouTube, you'll be able to see that what I'm doing. I have a whiteboard that I purchased. Now, it's not large enough, and I think what I'm going to do is go over to probably going to use, what is that, acrylic board, big, huge acrylic board, and put white paint behind it and scratch up the acrylic so it's not so blurry, and it'll hide a lot of the sharp lighting that usually comes along with direct the lighting that you use. Anyway, today we're going to talk about pest control services, pest control services in Richmond, Virginia. And again, I have Hometown Pest Services, a company that I own, Hometown Pest Services LLC. And I think I'm going to take my earbuds out. Don't really need them. Know what I'm going to say. We provide pest control services for ants, crickets, spiders, and mice. That's the general stuff. I don't do the big stuff anymore. God, I've gotten too old. You know, 52 years old, man. I'm not trying to dig ditches around and do a lot of drilling in foundation walls, you know, after 13 orthopedic surgeries, a hernia, and a tumor on the auditory nerve that was taken out. I'm done, you know. But I do like to find out for people what problems they're having and provide them some kind of service that I am the inspector of their home. I am their home's PCO, pest control operator. If you have an issue, you know, you can call me and say, "Hey, Brad, I need you to come out and take a look at this." Even though all I do is ants, crickets, spiders, mice, and I do pantry pests and some millipedes and some other things, but for the most part, bed bugs I don't do. That's a one-time shot thing, just like termites, just like moisture. You take care of it one time and it's done. But the other things are ongoing, and that's with the ants, the crickets, the spiders, the mice, okay? Because once you kill off a colony or a set of mice or whatever, others will come in. It's just the way it is. That's what I do for you. And then if there's other issues, most likely I take care of them. Flying insects, gnats, different, you know, German cockroaches, larger cockroaches. So you give me a call, I come out, and I act as your service manager for those particular pests that I do not cover. Even though I'm licensed for it, I don't do them any longer. Again, you know, it's I'm taking it a little easier now. So, but I do act on your behalf. I do act on your behalf when you have me as a regular minimum quarterly service. And we do one-time services. You know, we take care of ants, crickets, spiders, mice, but the one-time charge is a lot more than if you signed an annual agreement where we can have the initial service, which is all of the inspection, and it takes the longest, an hour, you know, 2 hours, depending on the pest that we're dealing with. And then ongoing issues, laying down material on the outside, because once you kill off a colony or some rodents, you can have other issues come in. If you take care of building issues the way mice, per se, come into the home, if you seal up how they're getting in, I'll catch what's inside, and the problem's done. Okay? But others will try all the time, and we need to look at crawl doors on a quarterly basis. You know, is there rotting going on there? Have screens been ripped out? Maybe you had the cable guy. I hate this when it comes to this, but any kind of cabling, whether it's for, you know, internet or satellite or whatever it is, when there are cables that are running to the house, a lot of times these folks will run them right into the vent screen. What are they thinking? So I look at the house from a holistic standpoint, an IPM approach, basically from a use pesticide materials and not using pesticide materials. Okay, looking at your house, what's around the house? If I was a bug of this type, why would I want to come to your house? and get you to fix that problem. So you use my 22 years of knowledge since 1996. I'll take a look at it for you. And, you know, it costs you a lot less money to do it that way, I think. Now, you can hire companies, and they're great, you know, that do everything. They're all things to all people. They do rodent control. They do bed bugs, which is great. It's fine. But normally what they do is they will add everything together because they got to purchase these trucks that do everything. Termite, vertebrate pest with all these cages and traps and different things, and then just a general pest control, what I do. But they charge you for everything. Their accountants tell them, hey, dude, you know, to cover all this stuff you're not doing on a regular basis, like moisture control or wood destroying, let's see, mold remediation. They have these big trucks sitting at the building, not doing anything, not making any money. It's few and far between. And then when they do something, it is very expensive, in my view. And it usually happens when you go to sell a house. That's when they come out, do the inspection, and then they will hit you with, you know, oh my gosh, you got powder post beetles. Well, is it active? Well, we can't sign off on the termite letter, right? If there is a moisture problem, there's a mold problem, you know, and if you have that, yeah, you need to get it fixed because no one's going to move into a house with mold and mildew and a moisture problem. Guaranteed, I understand that. But have somebody coming out to your home like me that checks on things on every time we come out, or at least once a year, and that's usually what I do, is I come out and do moisture checks around your house with moisture meters. I take a look at any particular pest that you may be having that's getting close to the house, it's coming up to the house, things like that. Or maybe you have pantry pests inside, you know, Indian meal moths, Mediterranean meal moths. One day had a customer who was on a cruise, and I asked him, I said, have you been to the Med, or been on a boat somewhere and got and brought something back? Oh yeah, I brought apricots. And I said, where are the apricots? Well, they're upstairs, and the problem was upstairs, not in the pantry downstairs. It was upstairs. That was the main problem. And I said, okay, well, where did you put the apricots? And they were dried apricots. Well, we put them inside the, in the closet upstairs, and, you know, opened the bag, poof, all these meal moths came out of there. We did the treatment. We moved the bag through the, apricots away, problem solved, people. So, but if you have a moisture problem, I can check that. Other companies will check it, and you need to verify that they, you know, they're good companies. But unfortunately, we got people in the industry that do some questionable things. I've seen them take, liquid nail, right? Looks like termite tubes and put it on the inside foundation wall crawl space. And tell the customer, yeah, you got termites, took a picture of it, showed it to them, and, you know, sold them a termite job. Okay, termite tubes break open real easy with, you know, with your finger. Boom. That's it. Are there? No, not all of them like that. But, you know, I want to take care of you in a way that most other people don't think about, and the cost is very low. I show up in my car, my backpack and hand can, as we call it, and baits and different things are on the inside. I bring baits with me when I get ready to do a bait type job so that it stays fresh. It's not in the heat all day, in the truck all day, all night for weeks before using it. So you need to keep it in a cool place, not a cold place, but a cool place and a dark place. And you know, that's the things we do. So Pest Control Services in Richmond, Virginia. Check me out. You can go over to, whoop, just hit my camera. You can check me out at info@hometownpestservices.com. Email me. Or you can hit me up at pestcontrolnut@gmail.com and find me Pest Control Nut on all my socials. I'm not active on a lot of it yet. I haven't posted a lot to my Facebook page. I'm getting started on all this stuff, so bear with me, but do connect with me, and I'd love to talk to you on Twitter, on Facebook, Google+. Follow my podcast. Go to my website, hometownpestservices.com. On the right column, you'll see a bunch of different ways to subscribe to the podcast. It's audio only. Or you can go to YouTube channel and watch the podcast, or I do some videos where I do some training on my whiteboard. And, you know, we'll be doing all kinds of formulations and different things like that. Now, already I won't be writing on the whiteboard, but it'll be written before I do the video. The videos will be very short, maybe 2, 3, 5 minutes at tops. And, we go from there. So I'm trying it, something different, something new for me. I really enjoy pest control. I'd love to have you as a customer. Give me a call, go to my website, check me out, contact us page, and we'll take care of you. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you watching, and we'll catch you later. Brad Whitley, take care.